I believe I saw you at her
apocalypse.
I saw you at Annie.
Hi, Dad.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So,
get
started Riker, did your single ever get finished?
No,
by two.
Still
aw. It's fun. He just goes, bark, bark, I'm a dog.
Bark, bark, bark.
Oh, I will.
Bark, bark, bark.
Yep.
Great person.
Well, I'm
going to
get something.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
Your man Nyron doesn't start until 10, so I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, that's past the yen game show, maybe?
Past the yen is over. I was at it.
I dealt with so much worse.
How was it?
It was good. We were there for 2 hours. It was a lot of fun. There was supposed to be a panel at 9:30, but it said it got canceled. Something about a Vermonter beer and all that. It said on the thing it got canceled, but someone's in there right now.
Few more minutes. How's everyone's day?
Okay. This is my event since the convention started.
Convention horror stories in a way, and I can tell you, at Anthro New England, we ran out of space. There were so many people. It was all crowded in, no matter what room they put it in. For some reason, it seems to be a very popular panel.
So I did this. This idea came to me during FurPod.
I was
drinking with a person named Beaky, and just like, you know what would be really fucking funny? If we just went around a room and talked about our furry experiences and how ridiculous. Anyways, we just went around a room, me and the bird gang, and we just talked about how crippling our addiction to bird gang is.
Oh, man.
What time is it there?
9:05.
9:05.
All right.
My clock is fast.
I thought it was supposed to be cringe.
It's not supposed to be cringe, necessarily. It's just supposed to be interesting or funny.
Okay, so I can't go.
Both cringe and funny.
Mine's totally cringe. It's like an actual horror story. I have a feeling that they scheduled my panel at A&E opposite the horror story, so I couldn't be there.
Oh.
All right, we're going to get started now. To start, we are going to go ahead and have a moment of silence for Aldo still suffering from the furry addiction. All right.
Did everyone pray to furry Jesus?
Awoobus!
Awoobus.
I prayed to death, don't worry.
I'm
Jesus
Fox.
Fox.
And I'm a
Fox.
And I'm a furry. Let me welcome you all to the first official Furries Anonymous ever created, hopefully, except for one. Raise your hand if you did something furry today.
Thank you.
Everyone, look around.
Not me.
We all. Lucky I saw you. We all have a bit of a problem. And that's why we're here. To look for company and for those around us to help get over the crippling addiction in the fandom. Tonight, you're going to hear a lot of stories about the fandom. What, some good, some bad. But we're all here to support each other. Let's keep that in mind. Whose first meeting is this?
I guess that.
All right, everyone, look around. You're not alone.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I don't mind.
To start,
yeah.
We're gonna go ahead and do some introductions. Would anyone like to introduce themselves first? Blade. Oh, Riker.
Hi, my name is Riker, and
Hi, Riker.
Hey, Riker.
I have a confession to make.
Yes, Riker.
I'm a dog.
You're a dog.
No way.
All Riker, we're here for you. I'm so sorry.
Should have been a wolf.
Should have been a wolf.
That's what my dad said.
Do you like socks?
Do you like socks, Riker?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like balls? Do I like balls? Yes, of course.
Riker,
tennis balls.
Are you an actual dog?
Yes.
Alright. Blaze, would you like to share?
Hi, everybody. I'm Blaze.
Hi,
Blaze.
Hi, Blaze.
I was first exposed at work to the furry fandom. My coworker, who I trusted, and
don't look at me. Stop looking at me like that.
It's you.
My coworker, who is leading this meeting tonight, was my first experience in the fandom, and I feel like I need help. So I just hope that you all can be here for me as I work through my addiction.
You are so strong. All right. Would you like to share next or introduce yourself? Anyone? Go ahead.
My name is Teo.
Hi, Teo.
I got addicted to furries through a gateway drug, Sonic the Hedgehog. Specifically, Shadow the Hedgehog in Sonic Adventure 2.
Ah, yes, Lord.
Thank you for coming to meet us today.
Yes, there has been a lot of coming since then.
You will get to share your stories a little later on tonight.
Thank you. I'm ending there.
Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Fiber.
Hi, Fiber.
Interesting enough, I was introduced to the fandom. Well, first I got into it by when I was still in elementary school, I was 10. But I was just watching nonstop Tom and Jerry, and you know, I became addicted. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need this, you know. oh no. Are you okay?
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to get the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I guess you'll have to walk up here.
Oh, do you want me to?
Do you want to keep talking?
I mean, I'm done. That was it.
Okay. Who's next?
Let's see if all I right. Can get this to-
Let's try to
bike. I'm Andrew Kuhn. I did a panel here earlier today. I've been doing cons since 97. I've done every single edition of AnthroCon. I even went to Pittsburgh during the pandemic years. I had to. I'm even older than Uncle Coggy. Okay, he was born in 65. I was born in 62. And I come here and I do the same boring game shows all the time, same thing every year. But I'm glad we've got this convention. You know, we had Pine Fur Con before. And Anthro New England is excellent. We've had so many great times and everything. But I'm doing more and more cons, and it's the same stuff every year. So, oh, let's do the game show again. Oh, why not? But here I am, and so good so far. I had fun doing the panel today. I will say one thing, though. We had a cartoon convention, not necessarily a furry one, called Saturday Morning Contoons. It was in Woburn, and then it was in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And it didn't get many people. I was doing panels. I did a panel on The Simpsons. There were zero people in the audience. And we had a match game, and the only people in the room were the guy running it and the three contestants. And to no one's surprise, they're no longer doing this convention. But it's like, here I am doing a panel on The Simpsons. I'm going, why am I doing this? There's no one, literally no one was in the room. And it was a room the size of the main events hall. Hello? Hello? Well, what can I say? At least there's a few more people here.
I am so glad to see everyone here reaching out for support. We will beat the furry addiction together. Let's all work together to get this done. All
right. Yeah.
Would you like to share next?
I don't have an interesting story.
You can just talk about yourself.
I'll just fake it.
Let's hear about what made you a furry.
Fantastic question.
Oh, no.
No?
Sure. So, my story is about 20 seconds long, so. I go by Amelia.
Hi, Amelia.
Yay.
And I'm a furry.
And I am a furry. my persona name is too ironic, so I didn't say it, but I go by Fluffy Boar, which is a fluffy Gardevoir, essentially Gardevoir, however you pronounce it. I don't really correct you either way, so feel free. My story is I started watching Pokemon I don't know how many centuries ago, and I I found that I like Gardevoir a lot in the way that she acts, and the way she's like a ballerina dancer, essentially, when she stands. And then it just kind of developed from there. I can't really say what age it started, but it's been a while. So that's pretty much it. I don't really have anything interesting or funny.
Yeah.
First convention, fun so far.
Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Can't represent if I'm dead. Fell down the floor, right?
Oh, sure you can. You present yourself each time around the floor, right?
Oh, I mean, what? Oh, I'm so sorry. It breaks out every now and then. I'm trying. I'm getting better every day. Stop.
I'm Lumen.
Hi, Lumen.
And I'm a furry. And I have another addiction. I'm pretty sure you can guess what it is.
Alcohol. Balloons.
Googly alcohol. Eyes.
Close enough.
Toys.
Also correct.
Yep.
If you were at that panel yesterday, you would know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, inflation.
Oh, yeah. Not exalted yet. Anyways.
Inflate you big and round.
I spend way too much money on inflatables, and I'm pretty sure you can guess what happens next.
Oh, no.
I will tell you about it later on.
As you can all see, the furry fandom has taken a mental toll as well as a monetary toll. We are here together to talk about this and get over it. Who would like to talk or next? Saren?
No.
You want to introduce yourself?
Later.
Okay. Furry?
Hello, my name is Furry.
Hi, Furry!
And I am a furry.
Hurry the furry.
I was exposed pretty recently. I found a couple of fluffy VTubers that were very adorable on Twitch. And
no.
It's kind of just been downhill ever since.
Thank you, Furry.
Felix?
What happened?
No, you don't have to. We support you.
We support you, Felix, but you're suffering in silence.
Hi, I'm Felix.
Hi, Felix.
Hi, Felix.
And I am a furry. I've been in the fandom for about 10 years now. Started with webcomics, and it's only gone downhill from there.
It's ruining our home life.
That's really it.
You are so lucky to have such a supportive whatever that is in the back. Blue hair monstrosity. All right. Lucky, would you like to share?
Sure.
Okay, Lucky.
Hi, my name is Lucky.
Hi, Hi
Lucky.
See, I've been in the fandom for between 15 and 20 years, and I got into watching an interesting movie with foxes and lions. And it was like really good. I can say Robin Hood.
Oh, I thought you meant Zootopia.
And then came into a fursuit, and then been stuff ever since.
Oh, no.
Zootopia is over 5 years old now.
Really?
7 years as of March.
Wow.
2016. I'm doing the Zootopia panel at Anthrocon.
Ooh.
Second year in a row. Yep. And I also did it at A&E with Dapper a couple years ago.
Let's see hands. Who else
I missed that one.
Yeah.
Introduce themselves. Oh,
well,
Lauren,
can.
Would you like to come up here?
Hi, I'm Lord.
Hi, Lord.
I've been a furry for about 12 years now.
Oh, wow.
It's been a long, long road. A lot of ups and downs.
And ins and outs.
Sometimes at the same time. I made the mistake of googling the word "gif" when I was just a teenager, and I just couldn't stop. I thought it'd be weird, and that'd be the end of it. But I just kept going.
That's the fun part.
And watching, looking at so many ripped Club Stripes comics because I was too young to pay for them.
What are your tags on E6?
My tag is on E6. That's how bad it is.
Oh, no.
I have many stories. I don't know if it's story time yet. I don't know if we want to save those.
We'll save the stories for a little bit from now. We're still warming up.
Yeah, I have a long journey.
Come here. Oh. Damn. Aww. It's okay, get emotional.
I guess I could.
Okay.
I'm actually rather boring. Name is Pisces Ale. I've been in the fandom since about...
Hi, Pisces.
And you're a furry?
Yes, and I am a furry. I've been doing this since about 2014. But I didn't start out how a lot of people are like, oh, Robin Hood. No, I was just looking for a place where like I could fit in. Oh, at the time, I was panic-stricken. I had panic disorder. I had really bad anxiety. My first convention was for Apocalypse in 2014. I ran out of there screaming within the first day. But I made it. And then I kept exposing myself and exposing myself.
And then the police showed up.
Morning, police!
Not the police yet. They haven't caught me. But I continue to do it just because I like it and I want to jump in a mosh pit now.
Yeah!
We're going to give two more people introductions. Who wants to go? Come here, Saren.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Saren. I've been...
Hi, Saren.
I've been a kickboxing addict for 17 years.
This is the furry one.
I'm in the wrong room. No. I've been a furry off and on for about 20 years. Mostly online, and I got into the actual community recently, and I need help getting back out, man.
We're here for you.
We're here for you, Saren. Come up here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Voltage.
Hi, Voltage.
Hi, Voltage.
And I'm a furry.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Furry. I just want to talk about how just, it's such a slippery slope, even before the party starts. I, for years, was just like, you know, oh, I like these comics. And then I was like, yeah, you know, I'm starting to make some friends. I'm starting to make some really amazing friends, and they're really great, and I love hanging out with them. And I'm not ever going to, like, be one of those weirdos with, like, a head, you know, or a suit, or anything like that.
So, you get the expensive one with the moving mouth, too, on top of everything.
Well, I made this myself, so it's not that expensive, but thank you.
Nice
I appreciate
job.
That comment and the quality. So just be careful, you know, you get into this and you just get in deep and it's so hard to get back out again.
So deep.
You know, you get out, but then you get back in again, then you're out,
oh my God.
And out and in. Oh. Sorry.
At this time, we're going to start sharing our stories with each other. What I'm going to ask is those who have not introduced yourselves, if you wish to share a story, go ahead, give yourself an introduction and go into your story. Would anyone like to begin with their story first? Oh my goodness, I'm going to go first. All right. This is a...
You have a hand in the back.
Oh. Yeah, we got it wrong.
Hello, do you want to share first?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Come here.
front.
Take the mic.
Go, brother. Woo! Share your story. Share your strength.
Okay, do I have a story?
You're so brave.
We believe you.
Okay, I'm going to conceal a little bit of information here so that no one goes running after the people I mentioned.
Does it start off with it was a dark and stormy night?
Oh. It was dark, I'll tell you that. So, okay, so, sorry, I'm a little nervous. So this was at a recent convention. Involves a volunteer at the convention. Again, this is why I'm concealing names. I don't want anyone going after people and starting Twitter drama. So,
I can keep it discreet.
So, anyway, I was at the rave. I was going up after the other rave. At a rave, there was this pup in the crowd who was a volunteer. And at the rave, they got on stage, they ripped their shirt off, and they did all dancing and stuff. And it was very hot. It was very hot. So, I'm in the elevator, crowded elevator. And this pup goes in, and we're in together. I'm wearing a fursuit. And we start talking, and he offhanded, starts talking to me, and I offhandedly say, oh, you know, you were very attractive, right? And he tells me, in the middle of this elevator, that he wants to fuck me. Middle of this crowded elevator. But I'm wearing a fursuit, and so I don't hear it. And his floor comes up. He's still saying something to me. I can't hear a thing. So he's going off. I hear something vague about Telegram, and then the door closes. And I ask the people around me, did he say he wanted to fuck me? And everyone says yes. Oh, fuck. So I spend the night trying to find this guy, and it turns out I did find him. It's the next afternoon when I run into him randomly, and he gives me his telegram, and everything seems fine, right? Well, later that afternoon, he texts me saying he's inviting me to come to his room. Okay, so of course I come on up expecting what I'm expecting, and he said, down, and we start to talk. It's very chill. I mean, they have some dicks on the counter, but you know.
Besides the point.
This is a point.
You know, some bad dragon dicks, same old town. Ooh. And so, we start talking. We start talking about each other, introducing each other and whatnot. And he mentions he has this friend. And I ask him about his friend. Oh, he's in the military. Okay, they're military first. And he's like, oh, Al Qaeda is specifically after him.
Oh.
What are you talking about? Yeah, he's like a huge sniper that goes after Al Qaeda people. That's like 500 confirmed kills. I'm just like, isn't that a meme or something? He's like, you don't know. We just keep talking and keep talking. And it goes off the rails a little bit, and next thing you know, it's been half an hour, and he's telling me how he believes that Elon Musk is going to be assassinated because he revealed information that the 2020 election was rigged.
Well, if you keep taking takes to Twitter, it might.
No comment on that. Anyway, we did not have sex.
All right, who wants to come up next? Come on up. Thank you for your story.
Have fun up there, sport.
Hi, again, I'm Blaze.
Hi, Blaze.
So, I used to say the only people I judged were furries. That was about 6 months ago. And then I started a new job. And as part of my job, we have to go out into the field. That's what we call it. We do water sampling, things of that nature. So we usually, if it's a bigger job, we go out in, like, pairs, teams of two. So I've never met my coworker before this, and we have a 2.5-hour drive together. The first thing he says to me is, "Hi, I'm a furry."
Really?
He doesn't even give me his name. Not even his fursona name. He just says, "Hi, I'm a furry." So right out of the gate, I'm a little shocked, and I kind of go silent. Because, as I said, many people I judge are furries. So over the course of this 2.5-hour ride, it is me being silent and nodding, and my coworker talking nonstop about Yif and merc suiting and just some of the most heinous things that I have ever heard.
You asked the questions. I gave the answers.
Do you want to join Blaze up there? Yeah. Like, it could be a duet.
This is my story.
This is her time.
It's her story, not history. So, at the end of this day, I am fully convinced that my coworker is a crazy person. So I kind of forget about it. I forget about it. You know, a week or so goes by, and I end up going to an antique store, and I find these two little skunk figurines.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, I got them because they were cute. So I put them on my desk at work. That was my first mistake. So my coworker comes over, and he says, "I'm going to draw you as a skunk." And I said, "That's weird, but okay, you do you." And, again, I don't really think about it until I do. And then I can't stop thinking about myself as a skunk. So then I start drawing myself as a skunk. And I'm like, well, maybe there's something to this furry thing after all. And it's really just gone downhill since then. I wasn't so sure about it, and then I attended A&E, and I said, okay, I might be a furry, but I'm never going to have a fursuit. Uh-oh. And now I have plans to make a duct tape mold of my body and make paws and a head. My mom knows, my aunt knows, pretty much everybody at the office knows. I've accidentally outed my coworker as a furry to some of my coworkers.
You did what?
Okay, just one.
You introduced yourself as a furry to people, so they already know. You're not hiding anything, Pops.
My mom ended up doing some research on the furry fandom and sends me a text that says, "Whatever you do, don't lift your tail." My aunt saw a picture of me and my partner at A&E and said, "They look lovely, but I'm not wearing an animal suit to the wedding." What else? My roommate said, "I think fur parties sound cool. My daughter thinks it's all a huge sex thing," and I couldn't tell her that was not true. those are just a few things. Oh, and my coworker, if you haven't figured out, is Fox.
What?
Why would you out him as a fox?
He came better.
You should see his desk at work, though. It's not a secret. You have your commissions in there.
I have, like, 3-4 some Fox plushies.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to my stories, and please help me stay strong through this journey.
You're so brave.
All I got is a horror story.
Anyone else have an interesting story to come up and share? If not, I'll tell you the story of my shortest day. Okay.
Have you introduced yourself yet?
Oh, hello everyone. Hi, I'm Fox.
Hi, Fox.
I've been a furry for... I've been what I call furry adjacent for like 10 years. But I started doing furry stuff during COVID because I... you know. I've spent too much money on furry stuff. I'm one of those people they joke about, like, whoa, your fursuit's more expensive than your car. Ooh. Yes. My car's worth at least $7,000, too, so.
Okay. Jokes on you, I don't have a car. Cars are stinky.
Oh, cars are stinky.
So are fursuits.
So are fursuits.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Ew.
They got
oh, they do have sprints for that.
The dealer's den is like packed with soap and stuff. This is the least smelly con I've been to.
Yeah.
Woo, yeah. Sure.
People are using it. Good job, everyone.
Good job, everyone. So this is the story of my shortest day. So I saw this guy and I was like, ooh, he's super cute. He was kind of short. Very skinny, very cute. And I'm talking to him, like, oh, he's cute. And he just goes on and on. And he's like, yeah, I kind of like feet a little bit. First warning sign. And he's like, maybe you should come down and visit me. I'm just like, oh, okay. You can even spend a night if you want. Oh, yeah. So I go ahead. I get in my car. Short 2-hour drive to see this guy, right? I live in Manch, it's down a little bit, you know? Aww. And I'm like, oh. Knock on the door, walk in, he's just like, oh, you're cute. And I'm just like, yeah. He immediately begs me to take my boots off. Ooh. I'm just like, oh, maybe this is different. I'm just like, so what's your plans for a day? Are we gonna watch a movie or something? He's just like, wait, plans? I'm like, oh, okay. So, we go to his bedroom. He's like, yeah, I can take your shoes off in the bedroom. I'm like, very sudden. Awesome. Anyways, I'm like, he starts doing some weird stuff with my feet. I'm like, I'm gonna go now. He's like, yeah. So, a 2-hour drive for a 30-minute date with a person named JT Wusky. I'm like, what the fuck? And that's my story. It was really funny though. I didn't think it was a date necessarily, and turns out it wasn't, but it was kind of funny.
Aww. What did you do with your feet?
More details.
More details later.
Hey, PTSD.
Does it have to do with cocktail?
The funniest thing I heard was when he bent over and said, "Your boots smell like chemicals." I'm like, oh, you don't even know. Yes. So, who wants to share next?
Okay, so this is going to be a doozy. So, as I was at the pool with some of my friends, and you probably know where this is going.
No.
So, we have pool toys over there because obviously, yes. I was sitting on one of them. It's like, imagine a dragon, but in the sea.
Imagine dragons.
Sea dragons.
Thing is,
Lapras.
It is not the most stable in water, so it can just fall over sometimes if you're not careful. So I was just sitting there. I was like moving into the deep end to my friends, and I made a mistake where I just tipped over and I was like, and I was in the deep end, so you can probably guess what happened next. Yeah, I drowned. Thanks! Anyways, when my friend actually was recognized, I was like, oh wait, this person is probably drowning. Pick me up, take me off to the side. Thing is, if I was a pool toy, that probably wouldn't have happened.
That's true.
I am actually not that thick, so so I basically sink because I have too much muscle. So yeah, if I had more air, things would have gone a lot differently. Anyways, moral of the story is try to be a pool toy and yes, this won't happen.
Not even once.
So I have some questions, because this, like, really changes my perspective on what inflatables really are, because I didn't know they do it in the pool, and I thought it was a basic requirement to swim. So, yesterday I knew I did something really bad to my friend Blaze when I was teaching them what it's like to be a furry. They went up to me, and they asked me, what are inflatables? And in that moment, I just knew I went wrong. Oh. And that's all I gotta say.
I still don't know.
Oh, me neither!
Oh, the toys that Primal Hardware has, they have inflatable bulbs in the knot.
Oh. Oh my.
Carry on. All right.
Oh, that's what inflation is. Okay.
They are inflatables.
Do you want to share?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
I don't have to be filtered here.
Yeah.
I can say whatever I want.
I think we should ask Beta Ada Deloda for reparations for everyone who got their inflation things from him.
That's true.
We should be going to Willy Wonka. That's where it all started.
Oh my goodness. And other fetishes too.
Wallpaper maker.
Hi, my name is Fiverr. I know I said that before.
Hi, Fiverr!
How does your butt feel?
Hi, Fiverr.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, it kind of sore a little bit, you know.
Bottoms Anonymous is next door.
We were sword fighting, and he got spit!
That's what you call it nowadays!
Bottoms Anonymous is out the back door, no.
Oh. Honey, just because I'm a fox.
Well, I mean, you could, like, technically, like, I'm kidding. Don't do that. So, this wasn't at a furry convention, because this is my actual first, like, furry convention that I've gone to. So, this was actually with my ex, because he was also a furry. He was from Florida.
That explains it.
Yep, yeah, and you know where this is going already. So he was planning to come visit me on Valentine's Day, which was, you know, I thought was really nice. So he takes a plane, he booked it, like, I guess during, like, before February. He takes a plane to New York, that's where I'm from, in Long Island. And then we have a little date. You know, it was nice meeting him. It was a good feeling. I enjoyed it, very nice. Till we got to my house. Now my parents won't come. So, you know, we had the house to ourselves, and I'm like, you know what? No, not me. But he's like, you know what? I wanna, you know, and I'm like, no. Keep in mind, this was my first guy I've ever dated. The first, and it was a femboy. Best thing you could ever date is a femboy. I'm just saying that right now. So, you know, when we did the thing, you know?
Blink twice if you're in danger.
So after that, he's tired as fuck. He's so tired, and I'm like, I'm hungry, because, okay, after, like, I have, like, a session, I get hungry. I don't know if that's a normal thing. I get really hungry. So I'm like, yeah, let's go to the kitchen. We can get something. And then he's like, I can't feel my legs. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Excuse me?
Legs.
Excuse me? And he said, it was too big. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm just saying.
This one is eight inches this deep.
You know,
I thought you were a bottom.
Listen, in certain cases, you can't really be a bottom.
Honey, rock bottom is rock bottom, no matter where you go.
You know what?
That's bottom anonymous. Whatever.
So I literally have to pick him up, carry him to the kitchen, lay him on the couch, and be like, do you want anything? Like, I bring him everything, because he
cannot walk. Aww. He can't. Because I don't know what I did.
Oh my God.
I obviously I did something right. And then a few days go by. He goes back to the hotel he was staying at. I decided to message him. I'm like, hey, do you want to like hang out today or whatever since you're still here for like a few days? And he says, oh no, I'm a little busy with that right now with a friend I'm visiting. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. You know, you hang out with your buds, I get it. Totally get it. I saw the Snapchat story. That wasn't a friend. That was a buddy. And after I saw that, I'm like, what?
Bruh.
So I call him, say like, hey, do you want to not walk again? Do you want to not walk again?
I'll take your kneecaps.
And not in the good way, but in like, I'm going to break your legs kind of way. So, you know, I found out. I was like, yeah, fuck you. Get the fuck out. I don't want any of that. So, you know, a few days stays, and then he just leaves back to Florida. And I'm like, I still did a good job. I still did a good job.
Thank you. That was an intimidating story. Yeah. 8 inches will do that to you, I guess.
Oh, God.
Would anyone else like to share? Come on up.
Hello again. So I have quite a few stories.
Stick to one for now.
I know, it's really hard for me to pick, but I think I want to pick one of the times where I feel like I really hit rock bottom. This was FERPOC 2019, last year at the Red Lion, for those who remember.
R.I.P.
Dead Lion!
R.I.P.
I was hanging out with a bunch of friends, and we decided to go out into the parking lot. There was a big school bus known as the Cool Bus.
Cool Bus.
By a man named Red.
Ah, Big Red.
Yep. They decided to go out there and smoke some weed, and I decided to join them. And I thought, oh, just a little weed, hang out, it's FERPOC, it's a party con, it's my first FERPOC ever.
Oh, no.
Let's just go ham, let's go crazy. Well, while we're sitting there smoking, we're passing a bowl around, hitting it, someone comes up to us with a bag and says, hey, I got some chocolates. And we're like, what kind of chocolates? Like, they're weed. And we're like, unsure, we've already been hitting a bowl. Me, I'm at FERPOC, I'm like, I'm here to party. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I'll take one. Well, I take one, and he's like, you can just take half if you want to. I'm like, okay. I bite half of it. It's like a dog treat-shaped chocolate because we're at a furry con. I'm holding the other half in my hand, and I'm looking at it, and it's starting to melt, and I'm like, I'm going to waste it. Pop the other half in my mouth.
No.
Big mistake. We're hanging outside of that bus. All I know is I don't know how much time passed. We're just sitting there chatting. At some point, this girl walks up to us, dressed up like Harley Quinn, but as Harley Quinn from the Suicide Squad movies. Mm-hmm. Very, very curvy girl, big chest, decides to come up to us and say, hey, do you guys got weed? And we're like, yeah, holding a bowl in our hands. And she's like, can I have some of your weed? And she's like, I'll show you my tits. And so, where's five of us? Four of them are completely gay. I'm the only person who's like, bye. They're all like, no. And she's like, I'll show you, lifting up her shirt and a little bit, and they're just like, take the weed. And while this was going on, I didn't say anything because all of the weed just hit me at that exact moment. And I was having an existential crisis. Who is this woman? Why is she talking to us? Where are we? What's happening? Everything is spinning. I can't think clearly. Everything is skipping between still scenes of existence. I can't remember anything from 5 seconds ago. What is going on? And she goes away, and we're just sitting there. I'm just like, what is happening to me? it feels like every single moment I'm having a new out-of-body experience in another still scene. And we're just hanging out by this bus, and I'm just like, I don't know how much time passes, but they're like, hey, why you want to go check out the bus? And I'm like, I've seen this bus a lot, but I've never been on it. Sure, give me a tour. I want to do something right now. I'm going insane. So they take me under the bus, and they're like, okay, look at here. Here's some beds. Look over here. Here's like some cabinetry. I look at one spot, look at a new spot. I completely forgot what I looked at behind me. I had no like short-term memory at all. And we did this throughout the whole bus. We all got off the bus and stood exactly where we were before we got on the bus. And I had to spend 15 minutes at least deciding.